on day one, you got an idea, you got a vision, you're going after it, right? You need to learn it all. And this is why I do what I do, because it's pretty damn difficult to learn it all. It's pretty damn difficult to be it all, to do it all. It's hard, but at the beginning, you got to do it. Whatever your business is, as you start hiring people, you may not know how to hire, figure it out. You may not know how to do sales and marketing, figure it out. May not know how to do finance, figure it out. You got to get your toes wet in all these key areas of your business. In the sport of business, we keep score. The way we keep score is with numbers. In numbers, as it relates to business, there's a variety of different numbers, from analytics to marketing and sales numbers. And ultimately, it's our responsibility to understand the basic fundamentals. You don't have to know how to dig through every single line item of your balance sheet or income statement, but you sure as heck better have somebody that knows how to do it. You don't have to be the best at cash flowing and understanding the financials and understanding receivables and payables and all, but you better have somebody that understands this. Oftentimes, we might not be good at marketing, for example. I'm gonna try and figure it out. I'm gonna slug it out. I'm gonna fight through it, when you could hire someone that can help you with your marketing. We all go through this phase in growing companies, which is, when I get to a certain point, when do I hire to my weaknesses? When do I outsource? What do I outsource? You know, well, that's going to be expensive, but if I don't outsource that and spend the money on that, then I'm never going to be able to get to the next levels. So we have to get to the point where we are hiring or outsourcing our weaknesses. This is a tough self-reflection. You got to dig deep. And as your business grows, you get more employees, there's more team members that can help you with your vision, help you with your strategic plan, help you with what you want to do to grow your business. We have to realize that we've got certain skills. You know, there's some skills I know for a fact I'm not good at. I'm not that great at marketing. I hire people to help me with marketing. I understand it fundamentally, but I'm not good at it. So look deep inside yourself, do some self-reflection, say, what are the things that I'm good at? What are the things that I love? What are the things that are most important? And hire or outsource your weaknesses. You don't want a whole bunch of people that can do the exact same thing as you do. Hire or outsource your weaknesses.